look at the passage and then think, what does being a good Samaritan mean for people who are working at LAM in Bangladesh? If you're not familiar, LAM is located up in the very northwest of Bangladesh, a very rural area. It's been there for about 40 years, and you here at St. Stephen's have been supporting LAM for 10 years at least, I think. So you've got a wonderful track record of support. Just briefly then, what goes on at LAM? It's very much a community health program with a lot of clinics, which are where people get primary health care and then know and learn about there being a hospital they can go to when needed. Originally, it was very much to reach out for women and children at a time when infant and maternal mortality in Bangladesh would have been amongst the worst in the world. Fortunately, it no longer is. The idea is to provide appropriate and affordable healthcare. This is not high-tech medicine, but it's what appropriate for the people, because LAM will turn no one away. It's always said they'll be treated first, and then they'll to talk about payment to be made. And if people can't pay, which is what LAM is there for poor people, then there is a poor fund which will meet the costs. And that poor fund costs about £110,000 a year. Most of the money for that comes from supporters in the UK, yourselves at St. Stephen's included. So thank you very much, because your money is going to make sure that the poorest people can get treatment for their illness. Thank you. You've been really faithful for many years. There are challenges, as many places, of course. LAM has a mix of expatriate staff, of whom there are fewer becoming available these days. And when they have national staff, they tend to be junior doctors, and so it's quite high turnover. It sounds a bit extraordinary to me, but the marketplace for healthcare is becoming competitive. People in Bangladesh know that they can earn good money becoming a doctor. Lots of people try to set up, as it were, in business. And so there's competition to LAM. And one of the consequences of that is that there's also more government regulation, which I'll say a little bit more a bit later. LAM's DNA is about serving the poor, and that always has got to be the priority. And there are times probably when there are tensions as to, you know, how do they fulfill that and work that out. Fortunately, as God's people, as a minority in a Muslim majority country, they have a real sense of God's calling for that purpose. Security generally is not a major issue, because fortunately the local people now value LAM. You know, it is where they can get help. They will stand up for LAM. But it's if people come from another area, don't know what LAM's about, they think foreigners, easy target, and might have a go. It's quite difficult to portray just all that goes on, but just these three pictures. Okay, so what's about a face full of pictures? Well, you can't go many places in Bangladesh without being in a crowd. So, in the hospital, these people are waiting in outpatients, or they've got people in hospital, but just there are always people around. Then the medical people go about their work. They're in the operating theatre. I don't know why it is that people in operating theatres wear funny hats, but never mind. And then there are nurses working on the wards. Just sort of hold those a bit as an idea of what goes on at LAM. Now, this passage, when Steve said, well, the lectionary's got Luke chapter 10, and I thought, the Good Samaritan. And I'd never actually thought about the Good Samaritan in the context of LAM, so this has been interesting for me. It's very familiar, and to me, this is one parable that always has what I would describe as a real edge. Because some parables, Jesus goes through, and things are sort of left at the end. But if you remember, what were the last words that we heard read? Jesus said, go and do likewise. We have to pay attention. Now, this lawyer had his question. Jesus tells him this story. There are two men in it who, actually, by virtue of their jobs as priests or Levites, did have an obligation to look after people in difficulty. And they had other reasons that day. They were busy doing something else. Jesus, of course, had reversed the roles, because in this case it was a Jew who was actually the person in need of help. And then along comes a Samaritan who does something not only straight away, but as we know, he went the extra mile because he took this man to the inn and made provision for him and his subsequent care. And it was through him that the Jew received mercy. Now, what does that word mean for us? We tend to think of pity as the word used in the passage, compassion and kindness. In some of the notes I was reading to help me think about this, I like this point being made that mercy is the aspect of God's character which prompts him to relieve suffering and misery. You know, it's a fundamental attribute of God's nature, is to be relieving suffering and mercy. Now, the lawyer, his question was, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he was pointed to the Good Samaritan, the man who showed mercy. He didn't get some clever theological conundrum from Jesus about some things he must do. He was given a very practical example of looking out for other people and showing mercy. And that's a reminder to us that it's actually a test of the genuineness of our faith in God, is our response to those who are in need. They may be poor, they may be sick, whatever, where people are in want. That's where our response is prompted, because we've already received God's mercy ourselves. I'm going to just try and think a bit more about that little lamb. It's not very easy to quite sort of mirror the story from what goes on at Lamb, but before I do that, just explain something. In Bangladesh, there is no law which is referred to as a Good Samaritan law. I'm sorry, I'm not legal, but apparently many countries are only included. If you act as a Good Samaritan, helping someone in an emergency, then you have actually some protection from being sued. In Bangladesh, if you were to get involved helping someone in an accident, you might well be harassed by the police. You may well even get implicated in some way in why the accident happened. Or if you go to the hospital, they'll try and get you to pay. So people are very keen to avoid being involved in anything that looks like an accident or where anyone is in significant need. And I've been sort of close to that a couple of times, but that's a cultural background for Bangladesh itself. If you just think about a hospital, maybe some of you are medical, you'll be able to think about this more sensibly probably than I can, because it's only at Lamb that I've spent time in a hospital. But my picture would be that someone is in hospital, they're sick, they're on their own, they're disoriented in an unfamiliar place, all that sort of things that are, and you know, they're just going to want someone to pay attention. Now, doctors are there to provide diagnosis and healing, but are probably quite good at thinking, but you know, I've got another patient to see, I've got another appointment, or I'm going to talk to that patient again, I'm really not sure I got the right diagnosis. There can easily be reasons for them to think, you know, I'm going to avoid that person for the time being. Or there might be people involved with other sort of administrative jobs around the hospital who actually feel really uncomfortable going through the wards and don't want to get involved. They might worry they might catch something themselves. And yet there may well be a trainee nurse who, although busy, is the one who would listen to someone calling out and would go and see what they wanted, whether it was a drink, whether they needed some help into the toilet, things like that. It's often the people who in that society would be thought of as the people doing the lower level sort of work who will respond. And in particularly at Lamb, the area where Lamb is there are a lot of people from what's known as a tribal background, Santal people, and they experience a lot of discrimination from the majority population. Lamb employs Santal nurses to train them, and they would most often be dealing with Muslim patients, and they have to leave aside the fact that they would not in other circumstances be expected to get on with a Muslim person, but they will be the people who I think are the ones who give time, who act as good Samaritans on the wards at Lamb. That's just a thought to me that, yeah, being a good Samaritan, it's not something that you would automatically expect people of Bangladesh to be inclined to be. Having said that, whether it's in Bangladesh or in Ealing, it is a challenge to be a good Samaritan. That's why I say I'm uncomfortable when I read this parable, because I know that I fail to take opportunities to help people in need. And I was struck in some notes I was reading that, the stories about the road to Jericho. For me, where might the road to Jericho be? It may not even be as far as Ealing Broadway. It may be just around the corner. I don't know, but, things may happen that God brings to me, which are going to test my willingness to put myself at risk a bit to deal with an unfamiliar situation, seeing somebody in need. And I know I need to not just look at the people, but see and try and think what their situation is, what they need. We talk about neighbours and tend, I think, to think, well, actually their people might live around us, maybe quite like us. I think one of the things this story says is actually our neighbours are mainly not people like us. They are mainly people from different experience, different background, or as we think around the world, from people in other countries. I haven't got a consistent approach at all. If I see someone sitting outside Ealing Broadway with their empty coffee cup about putting money in, I sometimes do put some money in my pocket and look out for someone, because actually I know they might be scammed, or not be genuine, but actually some of them will be, and I feel I don't want to have turned down the opportunity to do something. Fortunately, I can also support organisations that try to work with the homeless or the needy, but to me, there's an element of subcontracting my responsibility. So I know that this is something that can come up at any time. Something that less often is the issue of emergency appeals, and I've realised that actually I'm quite guilty of discrimination. If there's an emergency appeal for something in South Asia, yes, I'll support that. If it's in South America, about which I know not a lot, or Africa, not a great deal, I'm not so sure. And I think looking at this passage has reminded me that wherever these people are in need, they are my neighbours. I have the opportunity to do something. So I shall remember, next time there's an emergency appeal, I shall have to remember what I said and shared with you when I came to St. Stephen's, that I need to do something differently. You yourselves, as a church, and perhaps in your work, other things you do around your community, you are showing acts of kindness to people, so thank you for what you're doing. But may God also help us in the times when we're tempted to pass by. Because I need to remember that for all of us, it's what God's done for us that is leading me to need to respond to people in need. Okay, it's because of what God's done that I need to be doing this. If I think again at Lamb, how does Lamb go about this? Lamb's a Christian organization, has values of humble service, forgiveness, compassion, integrity, equal respect for all committed to the task. They have two in particular, which I think are values of demonstrating mercy. One of humble service, to work in a way that benefits others before self. To show compassion, showing care by putting ourselves in others' place. And we might think, yeah, well, that's a bit obvious. In Bangladesh, serving other people, because they see life as a zero-sum game, you know, if somebody else is gaining, I'm losing out. Serving other people does not come readily. And I have heard of someone, even at the end of a training course, stand up and say, but I'm not serving anyone. So, you know, there are issues for them coming to terms with trying to show mercy. And on the wards, I think the challenges are, yes, you know, serving other people is not a cultural norm. For the medical people, they're facing quite unfamiliar circumstances, which if you're a doctor and people think you know everything, it's not very easy to get involved in a situation which might expose the fact that actually you're not really quite sure, you don't know how to deal with them. So I think that's the sort of situation where someone would be looking for a way out and not being the Good Samaritan. When people come to hospital, families come. People in Bangladesh are always trying to get somebody else's patronage to help them. So doctors in particular will have people, and it does happen that people come and grab you on by the ankles and kiss your feet to try and get your help. Now, how do you deal with that when you've got any number of other patients to be looking after? That's not easy. As I say, doctors and medical people can be quite status conscious, and so they have to try and overcome that and be willing to share the skills they've got, not just hold it to themselves, but to work really for the patient's benefit. They're not there to build a career as a doctor. They are there to serve people who are in sickness and in need. So, you know, demonstrating kindness, to bringing benefit to other people, is a test for people at LAM day by day. But fortunately, each day sick patients are receiving mercy and kindness. And it's LAM's prayer that, as a result, people who have an experience at LAM of kindness are actually experiencing the love of Christ. In the community work outside, being a Good Samaritan, I think the best example is LAM has a program going with people, women who have a fistula condition after giving birth, when, because they're leaking urine, they will normally be rejected by their families, ostracized socially. And LAM has done a lot of work to include those people, to get them operations, get them healthy again, some even to go on and have other children, which is wonderful. They've picked people who will otherwise be at the margins of society to help them. And another area is that the work with people with disability is increasingly going to include trying to reach out to families dealing with children who've got mental incapacity as well as physical incapacity. And those are enormous issues in Bangladesh, enormous issues of shame. I know many children have just been kept in their homes, out of the public eye in the past. LAM is getting these families to bring their children out and to start to develop. So for me, there are lots of reasons why being a Good Samaritan is really difficult at LAM. And I'm just amazed the way people keep going doing the work. They don't often explicitly talk about Jesus, because actually the majority of the staff are not Christian, but opportunities come. There are chaplains there who are able to speak and pray with people. As I said, I'm not medical, but I wanted to try and see how could I learn to take care for people. And I found these words from Teresa Avila a challenge. Yours are the eyes through which the compassion of Christ must look out on the world. Ours are the eyes through which the compassion of Christ must look out on the world. Now, there is a challenge to Lamb's desire to really live out being good Samaritan, in that the government is recognizing that healthcare is now becoming a big business. Bangladesh is becoming a middle-income country. People have more money to spend on healthcare. And so there are more people seeing this as a business opportunity, setting up clinics. And that's why I said there was competition. The government has recognized this and is trying to regulate hospitals. And starting this month, there are regulations about range of services, doctor-patient ratios, these sort of things that sound very good to improve the quality of care, but will all come at a cost. And this represents a real challenge for places like LAM, other Christian hospitals, because they really want to be serving the poorest people and don't have the resources to spend a lot more money doing that. So there's a coalition of Christian hospitals have gone to the government wanting to say, look, we're here to serve the poorest. Can you help us? Can you make regulations accommodate the fact that we want to work to a slightly different model because we want no one to be left behind? And so that's something that really needs prayer, that LAM's desire to continue as good Samaritans in their community can continue. So work is going on day by day at LAM that to me illustrates how to be good Samaritans. I think that a motivation for me, it comes from the prayer of humble access in the communion service, when we're reminded that God's nature is always to have mercy. And then also the reminder from Amos, how do we act justly, love mercy, walk humbly? A real challenge to be good Samaritans. So money you send to LAM goes to the poor fund. That enables the poorest people to be helped. Your giving enables acts of mercy at LAM. So thank you for the prayers and for the giving. But it's because of you, right, that people at LAM experience God's mercy and encounter Jesus. There aren't lots of people now following Jesus, but let me end with a story of a man who, this old man who had been at LAM for treatment over some period, and staff had prayed with him, had talked with him about Jesus. But as you may imagine, he is a Muslim gentleman, and so they didn't really know what was happening. But one day he needed some more medication, and somebody did an act of a good Samaritan, because they didn't say, come and get your medication. They took it to his home to give it to him. And he got into a conversation, and this man said that, I've had a dream. I've seen Jesus. Now, although I'm an old man, I am a new man. And so this was shared, and people thought, this sounds as though God is at work. When he was in hospital subsequently on a visit, he was saying that he thought he would see Jesus soon, because he was old and was fairly ill. And it was around Easter, he came to hospital. Another member of staff who didn't know him was praying with him. And it was a couple of hours later that man went to where he will see Jesus. So we thank God that through LAM he brings physical healing, spiritual wholeness. LAM is where good shepherds show God's mercy.